Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz. Now, there are two companies that play a significant role when it comes to the shipping environment in South Africa, Maersk and MSC. From what we understand, there are some concerns here from the Competition Commission regarding price-fixing allegations. To help us contextualize this particular story, as well as why it does matter, especially when it comes to shipping, but also understanding some of the ongoing challenges in this particular space of the sector, we're joined by Divisional Manager for Cartels at the Competition Commission, Makgale Mokgala. Makgale, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
It's always exciting to speak to you, sir. The last time we did touch base, you were helping us understand how cartels work and how they operate and how the Competition Commission conducts its investigations into these spaces. But I believe for this particular topic, maybe it is important for us to understand the context within which we are discussing Maersk and MSC. For many South Africans, when we think about these cruise lines, we think about the cruise ship holidays that one can take, you know, going to certain islands and then making their way back. Is this the focus of the, you know, consumer or retail opportunity that they present, or does this focus more on the commercial and business objectives where they move goods, freight, and services to our ports?
It's actually on the cargo shipping business.
Yes,
it's not the cruise line.
Got you.
So it's a. It's also the Evergreen. It's this one also called Costco. There's K-Line. There's Mitsui.
Mm-hmm.
There's a PIL. And there's also CMA in addition to MSC and Maersk that we have referred to the tribunal for prosecution. There's 8 of them.
Got you. Perfect.
So
maybe let's add some context. There's about 8 shipping companies that actually move cargo. This is critical because all the containers and goods that we're able to procure from international markets come in to the country. For anyone who's had to import anything, whether it's a t-shirt from an online store, gym equipment, or even a vehicle, we'd be well aware that there are some costs involved to actually get these goods into the country. Help us contextualize. Is this part of the cost structure or the price fixing that has come to the fore? In other words, what are we investigating and how did this come to the Competition Commission's attention?
Yeah, correct. So this affects all the imports and exports. The imports into South Africa, they get to be transported via sea by this shipping company. The companies, the big shipping containers that you see on the ocean from Asia to Durban port and from Durban to Asia is the route that we found they have been colluding on this route. So what they do is that every year there is a price increase that they call general rate increase. So what they've been doing is that they've been so that rate, it's they increase it between June and December, somewhere in between that. That's the time when they impose that increase.
Mm-hmm.
every year. So these companies have been increasing that rate with the same amount at the same time for quite a sustained period of time.
How long would that
be?
A number of years, or?
So our evidence showed that at least from 2008 to 2018. So we don't know if it continued beyond 2018. Maybe the prosecution would uncover that part, but it's a cartel that operated for quite some time, we may be limited ourselves by the evidence we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an investigation that also took us some time to complete because it's quite huge.
Talk to us about that. So give us some context, because I understand the Competition Commission was approached by a client of Maersk in particular, who noticed that there were similar levels of pricing right across the different shipping lines. And this particular investigation, what started in 2016, or that's as far back as the documentation and the research or evidence dates back to. But talk to us about, you know, the amount of evidence you had to go through, the people you have to talk to, how the companies themselves have also responded, so that we have a better understanding of the liaison that's taken place.
Yeah, so it was not necessarily my ask customer. He was a customer of the shipping liners because he went to at least five of them requesting, in fact, received letters, price increase letters. And then he wanted to negotiate discounts. They all five of them, I think it's my ask, it's Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburg was subsequently acquired. I think it was bought by Maersk, if I'm not mistaken. And then there was MSC, there was CMA, and then there was PIL that gave the customer the price increase letters, and the customer wanted to negotiate some discount. They all refused. And that prompted the customer to approach the commission in 2016. And then we immediately initiated the investigation. And then the same year, we conducted the search and seizure operations at their offices.
Mm-hmm.
We seized lots of evidence, hard copies and electronic evidence. As we proceed with investigation, we found that Mitsui was also involved. We included them. We found that Evergreen was also included. We added them in the case in around 2018, as well as Sokosko. That's how the whole investigation started and developed. And then as we investigate, we found that there were many other routes that were involved and which we also had to add in our investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a number of them, about 18 routes that goes to Durban. Yeah. Yes, Durban and, to different routes in Asia. You're talking Hong Kong, Shanghai, Tema, Jingang. There's quite number of them that could travel from there to South Africa, and could travel from South Africa from Durban in particular to those ports.
Got you. Ntate Mohlala, one thing that I guess many of us will be asking is, given your interactions with these companies, and as you said, you've conducted a search and seizure, have they admitted to any guilt?
No, they haven't. They haven't. We referred the matter this week to the Tribunal for Prosecution.
Okay.
We've given them the referral, which basically set out our case against them. And they now have to answer. They have to respond to the allegations that we are putting against them. Maybe some of them, seeing the evidence, the kind of evidence we have given them in the referral, maybe some of them, they will decide to come forward and resolve the matter through settlement.
Mm. 100%. I am aware that this is a process that will still take place. But contextualize this for us as South African citizens as to what this level of collusion and price fixing would have meant for us and even South African businesses who typically import goods and services. Does that mean sustained higher costs and an unnecessary competitive environment where we would have been overcharged?
Correct. So for the imports that come to South Africa, obviously the price they paid for the transportation of those goods from Asia in the main to come here, the price would be the landed price, which they will charge to me and you, will have to include the price they paid for the transportation. So the transportation cost gets to be taken into account in pricing of those goods and services, which means that me and you get to buy these goods expensive because they have included the transport cost that has been subjected to price fixing. For exporters out of South Africa, the South African companies that send goods to Asia via these routes, they were also charged higher prices, which then means that when the goods land on the other side, they're going to have to sell them expensive to cover the cost of transport. And as they sell them expensive, so they may not be competitive in those markets that they are selling. Mm. So as you know by now, cartels in their very nature, they are designed to inflate prices. Mm. So there is definitely a price, consumers in South Africa have definitely paid higher prices on the imported goods because those goods would include in their price the cost of transportation, which has been inflated by these shipping companies.
Got you. To close off with Ntate Mohlala, you mentioned a number of shipping companies. There's about 8 of them. We have commented and named a few of them. But does this essentially make up the bulk of shipping companies that operate within the Durban port?
Indeed, it makes the bulk, if not all of them, the big company that transport cargoes across the globe from South Africa. So those are the biggest. I don't know if there's anyone that we haven't included. I doubt.
Got you.
Because they largely work together in this case.
Yeah, thank you for the clarity. I think this is a big conversation that does certainly need to be amplified in terms of the impact it does have in imports and exports for South African businesses and owners. And of course, the level of accountability that these businesses also need to stand by. So we will follow through with the outcomes that will be deliberated by the Competition Tribunal. To you and your team, thank you for the hard work. Thank you for educating us on these themes and providing a better understanding as to how all of this does play a negative impact on the South African economy and just the vitality of business to compete favorably. Thank you again, Ntate Mohlala.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Makgale Mohlala, Divisional Manager for Cartels at the Competition Commission. What a story. If you've just missed it, the synopsis is essentially that the Competition Commission has been participating in an ongoing investigation since as early as 2016, essentially investigating what has been alleged price fixing between at least 8 of the shipping companies. Many of them we might see on the roads when we see their containers. Maybe if you happen to stay near a port, specifically in Durban, you would have seen them. COSCO, K-Line, Evergreen, Mitsui, Mediterranean Shipping Company, known as MSC, or even Maersk. So essentially, the movement of cargo in South Africa, they've kept prices the same between themselves. They've inflated them on an annual basis at the same level, making it anti-competitive. This, as you've heard, has far-reaching consequences for us as South Africans, whether you bought a T-shirt on an online store, maybe you were buying big equipment and machinery for your plant. Fundamentally, it plays an influence in the costing. So far, we will hear from the Competition Tribunal as to what the outcomes are and, of course, how these particular businesses will respond. But 10 years of collusive activity from 2018 to 2008, I beg your pardon, to 2018, that's a significant amount of time. If you're someone who happens to work within the logistics space, freight operations, quite keen to hear your thoughts on this, just for us to have a better understanding of the industry trends, insights, and aspects that we typically aren't always privy to as South African consumers.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.